USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A Massachusetts man accused of killing a 13-year-old girl and injuring two other people will continue to be held without bail. Gregory Goodsell has pleaded not guilty to numerous counts, including operating under the influence, an account of manslaughter. A judge in Plymouth District Court ruled that Goodsell was a danger to the public. Prosecutors in court said Goodsell's driving record included more than 35 violations. He did acknowledge at the scene of the crash that he had drank way too much and used cocaine at a holiday party thrown by his boss. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson has laid off her entire campaign staff, but Williamson is not expected to completely exit the race, at least not yet. Williamson issued a statement confirming she will stay campaigning, but also stating that she cannot afford a traditional campaign. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In what many are calling a challenge to the Trump administration, several drug makers have increased their prices. John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%. But not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Three crashes involving Teslas that have killed people have increased the scrutiny of the company's autopilot driving system just months before CEO Elon Musk planned to put fully self-driving cars on the streets. A Tesla Model S sedan left a freeway in Gardena, California at a high rate of speed, ran a red light, and struck a Honda Civic, killing two people inside. Earlier in that day, a Tesla Model 3 hit a parked fire truck on an Indiana freeway, killing the passenger in the Tesla, and on December 7th, another Model 3 struck a police cruiser on a Connecticut highway, though no one was hurt. The Special Crash Investigation Unit of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now looking into the crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.